It's Monday, the 6th of October. I'm Alec Hogg, and here is my message, daily message for the BizNews Premium members. Well, as I mentioned last week, big day for us today. We kick off a new partnership with ENCA. At 7:30 tonight, you'll be able to see Bronwyn Nielsen giving our first edition of the BizNews show on ENCA. It's quite a big deal for us. Hopefully, you'll find the time to tune in. You'd know some of it from the BizNews briefing, but it's a compressed and focused business presentation. It doesn't cover all of the bases as we tend to do in the briefing, and we're very proud of, first of all, having the partnership with ENCA, because this is going to bring us to a whole new audience who will be able to sample BizNews' products for the first time. And secondly, we really like the product. Although it's early days, and as Clayton Christensen, the father of innovation and disruption, said in the Innovator's Dilemma, and indeed in the couple of times that I met him and interviewed him, he said, just do it, just start. Because what you need to do with disruption is you begin and then you get better as you go along. And that's exactly what Bron and I are busy doing. She's kicking it off tonight. I'll be doing tomorrow's show, which is going to be, quite interesting, because I'm off to the Joburg Mining Indaba tomorrow as well, where I'll be getting more insights from the real get-together, the real conversation of South African mining. It's a two-day affair. Everybody who's anybody in mining here in South Africa goes there. So there'll be lots of people to talk to, listen to. Actually, just I'm going there to learn. And particularly because of our new venture in Mining Web, which I hope you're enjoying and is going from strength to strength and is a premium-only product. And you'll be able to get some feedback on that definitely in Mining Web, because Peter Major, who does the Mining Web weekly discussion with me, will be there as well. So the man who was in Idaho just a week ago and then back in Cape Town when we spoke last Wednesday, he's going to be in Joburg for the Joburg Mining Indaba. It's one of those things that I think, I'm really looking forward to it, and I'll be able to share with you. After we did the BizNews Investment Conference in September, Jeanette and I promised ourselves a little break, and we went off to Lekkerwater. Since we moved to Hermanus, we've really been head down and haven't had the opportunity to get to know the outlying areas. We know Hermanus, and we know the beaches and the cliff path and the local little villages that we've been to, but we've never been a couple of hours away. Lekkerwater is in the De Hoop Nature Reserve, which is the biggest nature reserve in the Western Cape. And it is very remote, but they've got connectivity. They have satellite connectivity. So if I had to, I suppose, I could have done interviews and even put together a program, BizNews briefing from there. But the appeal of Lekkerwater is that there are only 7 cabins. Now, they're 5-star. It really was a fantastic experience. And the service is off the charts. I've not seen anything like this, excepting with the private game reserves in the Kruger, Sabi Sands and Timbavati. Those are also in the same quality because they are serving an international clientele. And the problem, of course, by being in that market is that you charge in dollars and it's way out of the reach of South Africans. But Lekkerwater has got a South African rate during a certain time of the year when they are not fully booked by foreigners, and we seem to get in maybe at the last weekend. The guys there said that they are pretty well booked now up until Easter next year. So they'll be charging in dollars for that. But if you can afford it, or if you're like me looking for a getaway where you just have fantastic learnings, the guide opened our eyes to so many things, this is a place to go to. In fact, I got so inspired by Lekkerwater that I thought I'm going to start a travel section on BizNews in the not-too-distant future, where I'll be asking you to give your travel insights. And when I worked at Finance Week many years ago in my 20s, there was the most wonderful restaurant reviewer called Linda Stafford, who was number one in the country by a country mile, because she would go to restaurants unannounced. She would never let them give it to her for free. So in other words, no freebies. She paid her way, as we did, of course, at La Cavata. And then she was free to write about those restaurants, good and bad. And that's what I want to do in our travel section. There is so much bought for information in the travel arena that you don't really know who to trust anymore. Most of the magazines are having such a difficult time that, and even the websites, that they take sponsored trips. In other words, they take freebies to these various destinations and they tell you what wonderful destinations they are. And when you get there, it can be a very different experience. So who do you trust? Well, hopefully you can trust BizNews, and hopefully you can trust me, and hopefully you can trust fellow members of the tribe. So I'm looking forward to doing that, to putting together something on La Cavata soon so you can see what it is. It's going to be really hard for me to find some negatives because it was a phenomenal 3 nights, but I'm sure I'll find something to kind of balance the scales. And then I would expect you also to share with the other members of the tribe your traveling ideas or ideas of places that you've been to, so that the rest of us can actually go to these unexposed, great opportunities that exist in our own country that we never get to because they don't get properly exposed. It's a little bit like when you look at a forest and you've got some fabulous little trees that are trying to grow there, but these massive trees that take all the sunlight cast the shade over them. And in this case, the massive trees are those who are parts of big organizations and they can pay a lot of money for the marketing and so on. And so the little trees never get the chance to actually shoot up as they should. But on this travel section, I want to do the Linda Stafford approach, where you arrive at a place unannounced and then you have the experience that anyone would have, rather than the 5-star experience because, oh, you're getting this guy from the press and he's going to write something nasty about you if we aren't exactly on or 100% on our game. I hope you like that idea, and I hope you're going to be watching ENCA tonight at 7:30, and I hope you're going to be tuning in again tomorrow, or you'll be with me again tomorrow, where we start preparing for the Joburg Mining Indaba. Cheers.